天下午要来啊做以西结书的简介。
This afternoon we're going to make a brief introduction to the book of Ezekiel.
我们有两份的讲义。
We have two sets of handouts.
第一份就是一页，但是印两面。
The first set is printed on the both pages.
中英文都有，如果你没有拿到，在后面有。
Available both in Chinese and English.
那第二个哈，也只有中文。有四页。
The second set consists of eight pages. It's only available in Chinese.
因为英文好像不太对，好像没有发出来。各位请机敏，你帮忙发一下第二份，在那个后面桌上哈。我们圣何西教会在推行读经运动。
It's a healthy church promotes daily Bible reading.
所以我们教会这个聚会通知上面你可以看到一个礼拜七章。
So we may notice in the our weekly announcement there'll be seven chapters to be read.
那如果照这个进度下去，三年我们圣经可以读一遍。
If we try to follow this schedule,we'll be able to complete the reading of the entire Bible in 3 years time.
那为着帮助我们能够读圣经，所以我们教会有几个配套的措施。
So we have several plans for this.
第一个就是我们礼拜二的家庭聚会，教会的祷告，我们尽量以那个礼拜的读经进度取一段来讲。
So during the prayer section on Tuesday, we suggest to use either a chapter or one passage based on the daily Bible reading.
那第二个就是礼拜五晚上聚会，如果领会的人能够在那一个礼拜的圣经里面找到一段你觉得很有意义的圣经节去以那一段来讲。
Also on Friday, if the speaker may also quote a verse or a passage to talk about.
那第三个就是礼拜六晚上这个我们分区的家庭聚会。
Thirdly, during the family service on Saturday night.
也可以用不同的形式来举行。
You may also use different ways to conduct the service.
但是如果要查经，也是那个礼拜的这个进度来找一段来查。
You may still based on the daily Bible.Reading topics for discussion.
第四个就是我们遇到每一个主要的经卷，我们有一个简介。
And we may make a brief introduction every time to the volume of book we're going to read.
要让我们了解到底那一卷圣经在讲什么。
So we will have a understanding of what this particular book is talking about.
我们已经到了以西结书。
And now we are in the book of Ezekiel.
如果我们圣经仔细翻一下哈，以西结书快要到三分之二。
And now we have completed almost about two-thirds.
所以我们再过差不多一年多一点，我们圣经会读一遍。
So in about a year and a half, we will complete.The reading of the entire Holy Scripture.
那如果我们每个人都照教会的圣经进度来，我们大概九年圣经可以读三遍。
If we try to follow this schedule within 9 years period of time, we'll be able to read the Bible thrice.
所以也很希望诸位信徒能够跟教会一起来进行这个读经。
It's my hope that all the brothers and sisters can follow this schedule to read the Bible.
那以西结书是接着我们上一次的耶利米书。
The Ezekiel is actually the continuance of the book of Jeremiah.
那耶利米书那个时候以色列百姓还没有被掳。
During the time of Prophet Jeremiah, the Israelites were not under captivity.
那耶利米用几十年的时间讲同一个事情。
Prophet Jeremiah spent several decades to talk on to speak on just one topic.
就是从早上一直讲到晚上一件事情。
He just mentioned one item from the morning until night time.
要回归向神。
Return to God.
不然大难临到。
The disaster will come upon you.
讲几十年了，没有人听。
And he talked about the same topic for several decades, but nobody listened to him.
所以后来神就借耶利米就宣告惩罚来到。
And then through prophet Ezekiel, God announced the punishment will come upon.
在二十五章说你们要被掳七十年。
In chapter 25 of Ezekiel, God proclaimed that they will be in captivity for seven decades.
七十年满，你们要再回到这个牛奶面鱼蜜这块地。
Then toward the end of the 70th year, they will return to the land of milk and honey.
那耶利米先知开始是以地上的殿为开始，到结束就是在讲属灵的殿。
In the very beginning, Prophet Ezekiel mentioned about the temple on earth, and at the end, he talked about the spiritual temple.
那到了以西结先知。
During the time of Prophet Ezekiel,
这个时候以西结已经那个以色列百姓已经被掳了。
As I just said, the Israelites were in captivity.
一部分已经被掳了。
Some of them were in captivity.
所以我们就看以西结书第一章的第一节。
If we may refer to Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 1.
以西结在加巴鲁河边被掳的人中。
And here, so now it came to pass in the 30 years, in the fourth month, in the 15 days, that I was among the captives by the river Chebar.
所以他是在被掳的一群当中被拣选做先知。
He was among the captives to be chosen as the prophet.
然后从前面一直到后面，我们可以看到神在解释为什么他们会被掳。
And if we read the subsequent chapter, we learn that God tried to explain to them why they were under captivity.
那以西结先以西结书里面在谈到一件事情。
In the book of Ezekiel, there's one important point mentioned.
就是神的荣耀。
The glory of God.
我们看这个第一章。
Let's read chapter 1.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
说下雨的日子，虹的形状怎样，周围光辉的形状怎样，这就是神荣耀的形象。
And above the firmament, over the heads with like the throne. 你说第一章二十六节。
对。
二十八节。Verse 28. Like the appearance of rainbow in the cloud on the rainy day, so was the appearance of the brightness all around it. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord.
这是他看到天上神的荣耀在那里。
This is what Prophet Ezekiel saw the glory of God in heaven.
那这个神的荣耀到了第十十一章吧。
As in chapter 11,
我是十二章哈。
Or chapter 12,
神的荣耀就从这个圣殿离开。
And the glory of God departed from the holy temple.
那个是指物质的殿。
And that refers to the physical temple.
所以神的荣耀离开。
And the glory of God was no longer in the temple.
那到了以西结书的最后。
And towards the end of the book of Ezekiel,
从四十章开始。
As we may refer to chapter 40,
说提到这个殿筑在高山上。
The temple was built on the mountain.
那个已经不是物质的殿。
That is not the physical temple anymore.
那个是属灵的殿。
And refers to the spiritual temple.
那个殿就是教会。
And that temple is the church.
就是主耶稣升天以后建设的教会。
Which is the church established after Jesus' ascension.
那个殿也是充满神的荣耀。
And that temple is also full of the glory of God.
所以以西结书提到神的荣耀提三点。
In reference to the temple of God, Ezekiel mentioned three important points.
神的荣耀。
The glory of God.
第一个是在天上。
Which is in heaven.
第二个是在那个所罗门盖那个物质的殿。
Secondly, the glory of God is filled in the physical temple built by King Solomon.
那个拆毁了，那个神荣耀在那里就结束了。
It was demolished and the glory of God was gone.
那第三个是在真教会。
The third glory of God can be found in the true Jesus Church.
属灵的殿。
Which is the spiritual temple.
这个要维持到永远。
And this will last forever.
所以以西结书是以地上的殿一直描写到天上的殿。
So in the book, it begins in the beginning. It describes the temple on the earth, And then the temple in heaven.
啊，那个就是真教会。
Which is the true Jesus Church.
哦，所以我们在圣经里面，你可以看到一个奥秘在里面。
So we may find a mystery in the Bible.
真教会不是偶然出现的。
The true Jesus Church did not happen by chance.
啊，这个是神计划里面的一部分。
It was part of God's planning.
好，那我们现在看以西结这个名字。
Let's take a look of the name Ezekiel.
这个名字就是神是力量。
The meaning of Ezekiel is God is power.
你看那边啊。
Yeah, God is strength. Okay.
啊，神会是力量。
God will strengthen.
啊，因为在整个以西结先知，我们看他做先知的过程。
We take a close look of how Ezekiel acted as a prophet.
他这个做先知就不好做。
It's very hard for him to become a prophet.
因为他的任务是要使人改变。
His duty is try to change or to edify the members.
改变他们得罪神的那种生活方式。
To change the life of against God.
也就是他们拜偶像的生活方式。
Which means that they live in an idol worshiping life.
这个是人不愿意听的。
And God dislike to hear that.
所以这个工作不好做。
A man dislike to hear the word of advice. Therefore, it's hard to work, hard to serve.
他需要神给他力量。
He need God's strength.
那在他这个整个以西结书里面，我们可以看到其实以西结受苦很多。
As we may notice, Prophet Ezekiel suffer a lot.
这个没有神的给力量他没有办法。
If without the strength of the Lord, it's impossible for him to accomplish.
那整个书的结构。
So the structure of the entire book.
可以分作三部分。
Can be divided into three parts.
第一章到二十四章。
From chapter 1 through chapter 24.
就是在耶路撒冷还没有陷落，圣殿还没有被拆毁以前，对以色列百姓的警告。
It's the warning before the fall of Jerusalem and the destruction of the temple.
希望他们能够回头。
So they can repent and turn to God. But they did not.
所以那个毁坏就来到。
And the destruction came upon.
那第二段。
The second part.
25-32.
Covers from chapter 25 through 32.
这个是对列国的审判。
The judgment against against the foreign nations.
那第三段从33-48。
And part three is from chapter 33 through 48.
这个就是以色列百姓能够回归属灵上能够复兴的希望。
And the theme is the hope of restoration and spiritual renewal of Israel.
所以我们可以看出来，第一章到二十四章是讲神的公义。
Chapter 1 to 24 deals with the righteousness of God.
所以以色列百姓的罪在神的公义之下，神不能接受，要叫他们回头。
So under the righteousness of God, he will not tolerate the sin of the Israelites. Therefore, they have to return to him, or they have to repent.
那不回头，刑罚就到。
If they refuse to repent, then the punishment of God will come upon.
但是33章到48章是讲神的慈爱。
However, chapter 33 to 48 describes the love of God, the mercy of God.
受苦当中改变了。
And when a person make a change and repent,
神就应许带他们回来。
Then God will promise to bring them back to the homeland.
再继续祝福他们。
And continue to bless them.
所以我们可以看这个整个圣经大概分作两大段。
So basically, this book can be divided into two main parts.
前面讲神的公义，后面讲神的慈爱。
The first part deals with the righteousness of God. The second part deals with the mercy of God.
好像以赛亚书差不多。
It's very similar to the book of Isaiah.
一章到三十八章，神的公义。
Chapter 1 to verse 38 describes the righteousness of God.
39-66, 神的慈爱。
And from 39 to 66, deals with the love of God.
神的公义目的就是要使人回头转向神，能够享受神的慈爱。
So the righteousness of God will enable a person to return to Him.
所以神的公义跟人的公义不一样。
So the righteousness of God is very different from the righteousness of man.
人的公义常常是要毁掉一个人。
The righteousness of man always tries to perish a person.
那神的公义是要叫人在错误当中回头，使神的慈爱能够降临。
But the righteousness of God is always expecting a person to repent then the blessing of the Lord will come upon.
好，那整本书我们把它做一个结论。
In order to make a summary of this book,
到底以西结书在讲什么？
What does the book of Ezekiel try to tell us?
就是在以西结当时被掳的世代当中，神呼召以西结。
So during the era of captivity, God called Ezekiel.
然后神要以西结来宣告他对背叛之国的一个审判。
So he was commissioned to announce God's impending judgment on the rebellious nation.
还有
，and
结果就是耶路撒冷荒凉。
The desolation of Jerusalem.
那耶路撒冷陷落之后
，after Jerusalem had fallen.
那以西结的这个讯息就改变了。
And Ezekiel's message. Was changed.
他就改变，变成神对他们的安慰，还有给他们的希望。
His message turned to the Lord's consolation and hope for his people.
然后神应许他们将来会恢复，荣耀的将来会再实现。
And God promised them they will experience revival, restoration, and glorious future.
那有一个完美属灵的国度将会实现。
As the redeemed and perfect kingdom.
这是三十三章到四十八章。
This is the theme of chapter 33 to 48.
所以我说我们在读以西结书，如果这个整个大纲抓住，我们就大概可以知道他在讲什么。
So if we can grab on this general outline or the summary of this book, then we'll be able to understand what it is talking about.
那以西结书里面有四个意象。
In the book of Ezekiel, there are four visions.
然后有十二个象征的动作。
And 12 symbolic acts.
然后有五个用比喻所要表达的讯息。
And 5 messages in parables.
所以你在读以西结就会看到四十二五。
If you read through the entire book, you will notice there are the 4, 12, and 5.
第一个意象就是第一章到第三章。
The first vision is from chapter 1 to chapter 3.
就是以西结要接受这个先知的职分的当时所看到的意象。
Which is Ezekiel's inaugural vision.
那第二个是八章到十一章。
The second vision is from chapter 8 to chapter 11.
就是神把他的灵提起来，在异象当中看到圣殿的腐败。
He was lifted by the Spirit of God, so he saw in a vision the corrupted temple.
当时人在地上看不到，那灵里面一提起来就看到了。
Man on earth could not see this vision unless he was lifted up by the Spirit, then he would be able to visualize.
可见说人在看事情跟神从天上在看事情常常就不一样。
So man's view and God's view are very different.
那三十七章就是第三个意象。
In chapter 37, it is the third vision.
我们常常提到的枯骨复活。
Which we always mention about the dry bone resurrected.
那个枯骨它也没有价值，也没有生命。
A dry bone has no life.
但是灵一吹，它就活过来。
When it was blown by the Spirit, it will revive.
就变成大军队。
And becomes the mighty soldier.
那个枯骨是谁？
And who are the dry bones?
就是神的选民。
Those chosen ones.
本来是死的。
They are dead.
神的灵一吹，他就灵里面活过来。
When they were blown by the Spirit of God, and they all revived.
那又变成神的军队。
So they become become God's soldiers.
那第四个意象。
The fourth vision.
就是四十章到四十八章。
Maybe found from chapter 40 to 48.
就看到圣城新耶路撒冷。
Which is the vision of New Jerusalem.
这是教会未来发展的美景。
This is a beautiful scene of the future church.
那在以西结书的十二个预表的动作里面
，So among the 12 symbolic acts,
神叫以西结做了很多的预表的动作，来告诉以色列百姓一些讯息。
Which are instructed by God, telling prophet Ezekiel to warn the Israelites.
但是其实这个很多的动作不好做。
Many of these acts are hard to perform.
我们来看一点
Let's take a look of one of the acts.
第四章第五节。
Chapter 4, verse 5.
说因为我已将他们作作孽的年数定为向左侧卧的日子，就是390天哦，以西结哦，要向左边睡390天。
Prophet Ezekiel has to lie on the right side for 390 days.
哦，不简单啊。
It's very hard.
哦，你我们睡觉不能睡两边，就是一边睡一边要睡390天。
If you are told just to lay on one side when sleeping for 390 days.
哦，这样代表他的罪。
This act symbolizes the sins of the Israelites.
那第六节
，verse six，
这个日子满了，现在换向右侧来躺卧。
When you have completed them, lie again on your right side.
哦，那现在要躺40天。
And then you shall bear the iniquity of the house of Judah 40 days.
哦，来代表犹大的罪。
And to symbolize the sin of Judah.
所以他一共躺了430天。
And altogether, altogether, Prophet Ezekiel remained in one slept in different gestures for about 400 days.
为了要传达罪恶的概念。
In order to deliver the message of sin.
这个不简单。
It is not a not an easy act.
那第四章的第九节开始。
As from chapter 4, verse 9 onwards.
他要吃饼。
He is going to make a bread.
那个饼在哪里烤的？
And how was this bread baked?
在15节。
Verse 15.
说你给我牛粪代替人粪，你要对你的饼烤在其上，用粪便烤的。
And it was baked on cow dung.
这个是很臭的。
It's very very smelly.
但是以西结要吃。
But it's still Prophet Ezekiel had to consume. The bread.
这样来代表以色列百姓将要受的苦难。
And it also symbolized the suffering of Israel was going to encounter.
然后我想最难过的是24章。
The most unbearable act is in chapter 24.
这个二十四章神告诉以西结他的太太会死亡。
In chapter 24,
God
prophesied the death of Ezekiel's wife from verse 15 onwards.
而且特别说你太太死，你不可以哭啊。
And told the prophet that if your wife dies, you are not allowed to cry.
这个代表以色列百姓将要临到的悲哀。
It also it symbolizes the sorrow and the sadness of Israel's was about to face.
所以神叫他做很多的动作，用这个做来传达神要给以色列百姓。
So God instructed Ezekiel to perform all these different symbolic acts in order to deliver the warnings or the messages to the people of Israel.
接下来就是五个用比喻来表达的信息。
And there are five messages in parables.
好，那在以西结先知书里面有几个神学的要点。
In the book of Ezekiel, there are several theological points.
也就是说，我们这个整个以西结书，你读一直读，读到最后，把它归纳起来几个很重要的神学要点。
If we try to sum the entire book of Ezekiel, there are several theological points.
第一个
，Firstly，
神的主权
，God's sovereignty.
我们在世界上常常强调我。
On earth, we always rely on I.
我们人生活都以我做中心。
And we are because I is the center of my life. Myself is the center of my life.
但是以西结书我们读到最后，你发现整个历史的中心是神。
If we read through the entire book of Ezekiel, we notice that God is the center of history.
那人只是历史里面的一点。
Man is just a role in the history.
所以神不但对历史有主权，神对每一个个人也有主权。
So God's sovereignty throughout the entire history, and also His sovereignty is on individual.
在以西结书里面有65次出现，他们就知道我是神。
There are 65 times mentioned in the book of Ezekiel that they will know that I am the Lord.
65次。
65 times.Are mentioned.
那这个65次可以分作三个时段。
The 65 times can be divided into three different periods.
第一个就是在耶路撒冷陷落、圣殿被毁这一个事情的过程上，以色列百姓在受苦当中要认识 他们过去所拜的是真神。
The fall of Jerusalem during the time, during the process of the fall of Jerusalem and the destruction of the temple, and that in that particular moment, the Israelites will realize that what they worship in the past is the true God.
也就是人要认识神，常常要遇到痛苦、走投无路的时候，人才可以认识神。
Very often when a person is hopeless, it seems that he's come to the dead end, then he will realize who God is.
这是第一个。
This is the first important point.
那第二段25章到32章。
The second part is from chapter 25章 from chapter 25 to 32.
列国在被审判当中要认识神。
The nations will know God through His judgment.
审判是痛苦的。
When the person is facing judgment, it was very painful.
在痛苦中要认识神。
But he will know God through the painful process.
那第三段是33章到48章。
The third section, the third part is from chapter 33 through verse 48.
以色列民在回归与更新当中来认识神。
And God will be known through the restoration and spiritual renewal of Renewal of Israel.
也就是神在继续看顾他们，施恩典给他们的时候，要认识神。
And they will know God when He continuously protect them and shelter them.
真的，我们人认识神也有很多不同的时段。
By the same token, we know God in different period of time.
所以神是有主权的神。
God's sovereignty.
他掌管一切。
He controls over everything.
在以西结书里面，我们会看到，神是主动的，他不是被动的。
We also learned that God the initiates and controls.
他掌管一切。
He controls over everything.
所以，这个就是我们现在所拜的神。
Who's the same God we worship?
主耶稣说：“我父做事，我也做事，一直到如今。”
Jesus says that my father works and I also work until now.
从创世到现在，神一直在做事。
Since creation, God has been working.
神救人，这个也是神主动的。
The salvation of God is also initiated by him.
所以他才派主耶稣来。
He therefore sent Jesus Christ to come to the world.
所以神是一个有主权的神。
God is a sovereign.
第三个在以西结的服事。
Thirdly, is about the service of Ezekiel.
表面上看起来，我们服侍神是我们自己自愿的。
It seems that you know we volunteer and initiate to serve the Lord.
但其实这是神在决定的。
Actually, it is decided by God.
神呼召以西结才能够服侍他。
When God called Israel, called Ezekiel, then he had opportunities to serve him.
那以西结在服事的过程当中啊，从头到结束，神跟他同在。
So from the beginning to the end, God was with Prophet Ezekiel.
所以神在控制以西结的服事。
So he ran Ezekiel's service.
今天也是一样。
And likewise,
我们的服事是要学习尊重神对我们的主权。
In our service, we should respect God's sovereignty.
然后他是能够很自由的审判跟施恩。
He is free to judge and to be gracious.
是不受人的限制。
He's not controlled or limited by man.
所以以西结书我们看到神的主权。
Again, we notice God's sovereignty in the book of Ezekiel.
那第二点。
Secondly.
在以西结书里面，我们看到神跟人立的约。
We also notice the covenant set by God between God and man.
所以曾经用一个婚姻来比喻。
And God used a marriage.
说以色列百姓是不忠实的妇人。
So the Israelites was criticized as the unfaithful wife.
为什么
？Why？
因为他们心离开了神。
Because the heart is away from God,
跑去拜偶像
and turn to idols.
这是违背神跟他们立的约。
This violate the covenant between man and God.
那这个约最后就是要使人得神的恩典。
This covenant will enable man to receive God's blessing.
那这个约有一种盟约的爱，好像夫妻的爱。
This covenant is also covenant of love, just like a covenant between husband and wife.
所以当人对神不忠，神会嫉妒。
So when man is unfaithful to God, he will jealous.
神会生气。
And God will God will anger.
但是人回归向神，神就接纳。
When man return to God and he accepts.
第三点。
The third point.
他拣选神拣选不忠实的以色列百姓。
God chose the unfaithful Israelites.
还有神是信实的神。
And God is trustworthy.
在整个以西结书我们可以看到神是信实的神。
We notice that God is trustworthy. Also notice his faithfulness.
他对以色列百姓应许没有改变。
His promise to Israelites will never be changed.
那真正改变是人对神的态度改变。
Man will change. Man's attitude towards God will change.
所以人的不信实更发显明神的信实。
So the unfaithful man also magnifies the faithfulness of God.
所以世界上最可靠的人是谁？
And who is the most faithful or the trustworthy person on earth?
就是有神同在的人。
It's the person who God abides in him.
因为神是信实的。
Since God is faithful, God is trustworthy.
所以有神同在的人是最可靠的，他是信实的。
If God abides with the person and he is also the faithful one.
第四点我们刚刚提过，我们在以西结书看到神的公义跟他的慈爱。
In the book of Ezekiel, we also notice God's justice and mercy.
这是几个很重要的神学要点。
These are several of the important theological points.
那我们现在从一章一章来看大概。
Let's take a close look.Chapter by chapter.
第一章跟第三章。
Chapter 1 and chapter 3.
是在讲以西结承受使命。
It describes how Ezekiel was commissioned by God to serve.
来另一份讲义。第一章到第三章。
Chapter 1 to chapter 3.
那我们仔细看神要承受，要叫以西结在承受这个使命之前做什么？
What did God instruct Ezekiel to do before he was commissioned?
神的呼召是在第二章。
The calling of God is recorded in chapter 2.
但是第二章之前，第一章显异象给他看。
In chapter 1, God showed some visions.
那在这个异象里面看出神是很荣耀的神。
In this visions, we notice that God is the glorious God.
神是很有能力的神。
He is the powerful God.
那给他看完才呼召他。
So after showing these visions to him, then God called him.
那这个呼叫里面有告诉他你要受很多苦。
In this callings, God mentioned about Ezekiel is going to suffer a lot.
那为什么以西结愿意接受？
And why Ezekiel still accepted?
因为第一章
的mission.
第一章他看到神的荣耀。
In chapter 1, he saw the glory of God.
我们今天都看明地上的好处。
And today, we only pay attention to the benefits on earth.
你看我们投入多少时间在追求地上的事情。
And how much time and effort we have invested in pursuing for the benefit of secular wealth.
家庭可以牺牲，连放假可以牺牲，健康可以牺牲，就是要在地上追求一些东西。
We could even sacrifice our family, our health, to pursue for something on earth.
但是如果我们真的看到天上神的荣耀，
But if we truly see God's glory in heaven,
好像保罗到过第三层天，
just like Paul was raised to the third heaven.
那他回来以后，他发现地上的好是粪土，是垃圾。
Then he treated all the worldly materials as dung.
不是地上没有价值。
It doesn't mean that it has no value on earth.
是天上价值太大了。
It's because the heavenly value is much more better, far much more higher.
那比起来地上的价值算不了什么。
And to compare with things on earth is incomparable to anything on earth.
那这个对天上的价值有那个认识，有体验之后，我们整个生活就变了。
So when a person truly understands the value on above, then he will change his attitude towards any secular things on earth.
所以保罗说，这个苦楚，服侍神的苦楚，是为要成就天上的荣耀。
So all this suffering in service will accomplish the glory in heaven.
所以第二章讲以西结的服事。
So in chapter 2 the book of Ezekiel describes his servitude.
第一章是讲以西结服事的动机从哪里来。
And chapter 1 described his motivation.
是从神来的。
Which is from God.
所以今天我们做圣工，如果因为谁勉励我，所以我做了。
As a servant of God, if due to somebody else's encouragement,
这好，但是不够好。
It is good, still insufficient.
最好的服事是什么？
So what is the best servitude?
是我们认识神。
Is to know God first.
神就是我们服事的动机。
And He is our motivation.
那这样的话，我们的服事就很可靠。
And then our service will be very real.
所以第一章看到异象，第二章忽显超显他服事。
So in chapter 1 of Ezekiel, he saw the vision. Then in chapter 2, God called him.
那到第三章
，in chapter 3,
就在提到他所要的装备
，and about the equipment he needed.
到底以西结需要什么
？So what did he need?
第三章就提到他要神的话。
In chapter 3, we learned that he demanded for the words of God.
那第三章后面就提到他需要神的能力。
And in the later part, he mentioned about Ezekiel's expected demanded for the power of God.
所以人服侍神需要什么？
So what would the person need when serving the Lord?
最重要不是世界上专业的知识。
It is not the professional skill or knowledge on earth.
人服侍神最重要的装备是要有神的话跟神的权柄。
In order for a person to equip in serving the Lord, he needs God's word and God's power.
这个是以西结第三章所提到的。
And this is what mainly covered in chapter 3.
那服侍的角色是做什么？
And what is the role then?
就是做一个守望者。
As a watcher.
那服事的预备。
So how can a person prepare himself?
要受苦。
What a person should expect is to suffer.
服事神要预备要受苦。
So a person should prepare himself to suffer.
圣经找不到一个人服事神没有受苦的。
In the Bible, we find no place mentioned about when a person served the Lord, he did not have to suffer.
在受苦当中表现我们对神的忠诚。
So when going through suffering, we can demonstrate and show to God our faithfulness.
也在受苦当中，我们积攒自己在天上的荣耀。
When going through suffering, then we be able to accumulate wealth in heaven.
那第四章到第七章。
From chapter 4 to chapter 7,
提到圣城受困跟受罚。
Imagine about the holy city was surrounded and also the punishment received.
这受困在前，受罚在后。
And the surrounding of the city was in the beginning and the punishment came later.
就如我们刚刚所提到的，是因为他们的罪。
It was because the sin they committed.
所以神痛恨罪恶，但是神怜悯罪人。
And God hated sin, but God also has mercy on the sinners.
我们看第六章。
Let's read chapter 6.
第九节。
Verse 9.
那脱离刀剑的人必在所掳到的各国中纪念我，为他们心中何等伤迫，是因为他们起淫心远离我。眼对偶像邪淫，这里讲他们起淫心呢。
Because of the adulterous heart, so God's punishment came upon them.
对偶像啊，心啊归向偶像。
Because their heart turned to idols.
所以六章十一节开始就在讲他所产生的结果。
And chapter 6 verse 11 describes about the consequence.
到最后就是被掳，圣城被毁。
And towards the end, they were in captivity.
所以第七章就是讲结局来到。
The chapter 7 describes about the end.
神的愤怒。
The wrath of God.
人的痛苦。
And the consequence and also the pain of God.
圣殿被毁坏。
And the destruction of the temple.
从第八章开始。
As from verse 8 onwards.
到十二章。
Until chapter 12.
这个在异象当中所见的。
And all the visions seen.
第八章
Chapter 8
讲圣殿里面可证的事情。
And all the evil things are in the temple.
我们看外表看跟里面看的不一样。
The outer appearance are very different. So the inside are very different from the outer appearance.
我们看第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
他说，所以我说，人子啊，你要挖墙，我一挖墙建了一个门。第九节。
9.
他说，你进去看看他们啊，在这里所行可证的事。
And here says the son of man dig into the wall, and when I dig the wall, there was a door. And he said to me, "Go in and see the wicked abominations."
结果一进到里面，就看到很多人在拜偶像。
So once he entered the temple, he saw a lot of people were worshiping idols.
这个外表看不出来。
From the outside, he could see nothing.
所以神要看人，就是要不是看外表，要进到人的内心里面去看人。
So God looked into the heart of a person.
这个是属灵的一种看见。
So this is a spiritual vision.
好，我们现在再看第九章。
Let's continue to read chapter 9.
这个圣城受罚里面有一件事情。
There's one incident mentioned about during the punishment of the temple.
第四节。
Verse 9.
神对他说，你走遍耶路撒冷全城，那些困城中所行可憎叹息哀哭的人。额上画记号。
And here God said, "Go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and put a mark on the forehead of the man who sighed and cried over all the abomination they are done within it."
耶路撒冷很多罪哦。
There are a lot of sinful things in the city of Jerusalem.
神告诉天使。
So God told the angels,
你到耶路撒冷走一圈。
And walk through the entire city of Jerusalem.
凡是对罪很痛苦哀伤的人，头上来把它画一个记号。
And put a mark on the foreheads of men who sigh and cry over all the abominations.
然后接下去告诉天使。
And he told to the angels.
从第六节。
In verse 6.
第五节开始。
Verse 5.
你进去，凡是额上没有记号，全部都杀掉。
And go after him through the city and kill and those without signs on the foreheads.
就是对罪没有忧伤的，全部都杀掉。
Those who do not grieve for the sins, and they should be killed.
所以今天这个大环境啊，我们没有办法改变。你怎么去改变美国的潮流呢
？We cannot change the environment or the culture of America.
但是如果我们对这整个罪恶的潮流心里有忧伤
，If we are grieve and sigh for the current,
这个是神宝贵的。
And this is the most precious.
但是如果我们没有忧伤，我们就会随波逐流。
If we have no grief, we have no sensitivity to sins, then we will follow the current.
很可能我们在灵里面就完了。
So maybe we'll lose our spiritual life.
那第六节最后一句，从长老开始杀。
And the second portion of verse 6, so they began with the elders.
所以这个头衔本身并不代表一个人可以得救。
So the title doesn't mean that a person will be saved.
那为什么他被杀
？The title couldn't save a person. Yeah. Why the elders are killed first?
因为他在耶路撒冷没有对罪忧伤。
Since he's not sensitive to sins, he does not grieve on sin.
他已经被同化了。
And he followed the current.
所以我们现在要做什么
？So what should we do then?
要抵挡罪恶的潮流，不能被同化，同化就完了。
We should resist this current and do not compromise with the current.
我们没有办法改变
we cannot
这个整个大文化。
We cannot change the culture, but we have be able to resist.
那第十章
，Chapter Ten，
这个第十章到后面就是神的荣耀离开圣殿。
And if we read through chapter 10, it describes towards the end about the departure of the glory of God.
那神的荣耀一离开，十一章预告贝鲁马上来到。
Once the glory of God departures, then the captivity came upon.
为什么列强这么强盛，没有办法攻到耶路撒冷？
Why the other people could not attack Jerusalem?
不是他的城墙高大。
It is not because the walls of the cities were tall and strong.
是神的荣耀在圣殿。
It is because of the glory of God is in the house.
所以神不允许连一个人也进不了。
If God disallow anybody to come in, and no one will break through.
那现在神的荣耀走了。
But now the glory of God had departed.
那以色列国要怎么处理就怎么处理。
So the foreign countries could do whatever they wanted.
所以第十章在讲神的荣耀离开。
So in chapter 10, it describes the departure of the glory of God.
那怎么离开呢？
And how did the glory of God depart?
一步一步的离开。
And he left step by step.
首先第一节、第二节在讲圣殿充满着荣耀。
In chapter 2, it describes was full of the glory of God.
第四节
chapter 4,
荣耀离开基路伯。
Then the glory of the Lord went up from the cherub.
第十节
verse 10,
荣耀从门间升上去。
And for the, 第十节。
第三戏，你看那个戏。
荣耀。And the glory is also left from the door.
那到了二十三节。
Until verse 23.
荣耀从城中就走了。
And the glory left from the city.
所以我们可以看到在这里神的离开是一步一步的，人不愿意回头，到最后神就离开了。
So we notice that the glory of God left it gradually.
那一离开，被掳就来到了。
And once the glory of God had left the entire city, then the captivity came upon.
那十一章
chapter 11,
被掳的预告。
The warning of the captivity.
十二章
chapter 12,
被掳的预兆。
And the sign of captivity.
这个整个都讲得非常的清楚。
And this all described very clearly.
那从十三章到二十四章。
From chapter 13 to 24.
现在就更详细讲为什么神允许耶路撒冷被毁掉。
And they describe in greater detail why God allowed the city of Jerusalem to be destroyed.
主要是耶路撒冷属灵的光景不好。
It's because of the bad spiritual situation.
所以神允许这些患难来到。
So God allowed all these tribulations came upon.
以赛亚书有一句话说得救在乎归回。
And therefore, in the book of Isaiah, says that the salvation is upon the returning to God.
这个外面的这些列族要来攻打很多的困难。
And when they encounter the foreign invasions,
那个最基本的原因是属灵的。
And the fundamental cause of this is spiritual.
就是你们离开神。
It's because they had departed from God.
你如果赢过这个外面的困难。
In order to overcome all the foreign invasions,
要从最基本开始。
They have to do it from the very basic.
要回归向神。
And returning to God.
神同在了，外族就没有办法进来。
Once God with them, then there will be no invasion.
所以属灵发生问题。
When there's a spiritual issue,
外面的困难就一直来。
And the outer problems keep on coming.
那为什么会生问题？
Why there's a spiritual problem?
十三节，十三章主要讲假先知的误导。
And chapter 13 mentioned about the misleading of the false prophets.
在耶路撒冷没有真先知。
In the city of Jerusalem, there were no true prophets.
没有人敢讲真的话。
Nobody dared to say the truth, to tell the truth.
以色列百姓继续堕落。
So the people of Israel continued to corrupt.
十四章
chapter 14
充满着偶像。
And the city is full of idols.
十五章
chapter 15
他们背约纵淫。十六章
yeah. They breach the covenants and commit adultery.
十七章
chapter 17
他们是悖逆之家。
And the house of betrayal.
二十章
Chapter 20,
他们心里刚硬。
The hearts are hardened.
二十三章
Chapter 23,
他们崇拜邪恶，违背神。
And they worship evil things and betray God.
所以十三章到二十四章，仔细看，在神的眼中，以色列百姓没有一点好处。
If we make a close study from chapter 13 to 24, we will notice that there's no merit among the Israelites.
不是神不爱他们。
It didn't mean that God doesn't want to love them.
是他们不了解自己。
Since they do not understand their problems.
他们不愿意改变。
And they refuse to make changes.
他们的刚硬。
And the hearts are hardened.
所以十九章被掳的预告。
So in chapter 19 is the pre-warning of captivity.
二十一章神的愤怒。
And the chapter 21 describes the wrath of God.
二十二章耶路撒冷的罪。
And the chapter 22 contains sins of Jerusalem.
二十四章耶路撒冷被毁灭。
And chapter 24 is the destruction of Jerusalem.
这是历史。
And this is history.
为什么要读历史？
Why do we have to study history?
因为要从里面得到智慧。
So we can gain wisdom from history.
让我们晓得要怎么过属灵的生活，能够蒙福。
So we know how to live in a spiritual life in order to be blessed.
二十五章到三十二章。
Chapter 25 to 32.
对列国的审判。
And the judgment over all the foreign countries.
主要被审判的原因。
The reasons why all these countries were judged.
骄傲。
Because of the pride.
因为有智慧的人多。
There are a lot of wise people.
勇士多。
A lot of heroes.
非常荣华。
Very glorious.
所以他最后他想要跟神一样。
And these people try to be in the equal position as God.
居心要比神。
And they want to try to compete with God.
对别人的灾祸幸灾乐祸。
And they were actually glad on other people's calamity.
所以结果就是败坏。
And the corruption came out, and destruction came upon them.
所以神不能够容纳人的骄傲，包括不信的人。
So God couldn't tolerate the pride of man, including the non-believers.
骄傲是失败的开始。
Because pride is the beginning of corruption.
三十三章到三十九章。
Chapter 33 through 39.
这个就是复兴的盼望。
It's the hope of revival.
神要亲自做他们的牧人。
God will become the shepherd.
那从四十章到四十八章。
It's from chapter 40 to 48.
提到新耶路撒冷。
And the new Jerusalem is mentioned.
如果我们仔细看到，这个不是地上的国度。
If we take a close look of this Jerusalem, it is not the kingdom on earth.
它是造在山上。
It was built upon a mountain.
就是表示脱离世俗。
And the city and the new Jerusalem is away. It has no longer in the secular world.
所以教会应该是人间最后一块的净土。
So the church should be the purified land on earth.
为什么？
Why?
因为这是造在高山上。
Because it is built on high mountain.
以神的原则来建造的。
It's built upon the teaching of God.
四十二章说要筑墙，分别圣属。
In chapter 42, describes about the construction of wall in order to be sanctified.
外面就是属，里面就是圣的。
And the outside is secular, and inside is holy.
这个墙就是我们的救恩。
And the wall is the symbolizes the salvation.
救恩之外是属的，救恩之内是圣的。
So within the wall is salvation, and with and then the wall is secular.
四十三章
，Chapter 43,
圣殿充满荣耀。
And the city is the temple is full of the glory of God.
从东方来的。
And from the east.
所以这个都有预表，真教会是从东方出来的。
And all these are the prefigurations describing the true church is from the east.
然后四十三章圣殿的法则。
And chapter 43 deals with the rules of the temple.
所以我们在经营教会是有属灵的原则的。
So when I manage the church, we have spiritual principles.
因此我们在带领教会对神的话要相当深入的查考。
So when guiding or leading the church, we must have a thorough understanding of God's words.
四十七章
Chapter 47,
从殿里涌出水来。
There's water coming out of this temple.
那个水就是活水，就是圣灵。
This refers to the living water, which is the river.
所以从真教会要涌出生命的活水，被圣灵充满。
So in the true church, that will be the living river, the living water pouring out.
最后四十八章三十五节，请我们一起来看。
Let's take a look of chapter 48, verse 35.
四十八章三十五节。
Chapter 48, verse 35.
城市为共一万八千座，从此以后，这城的名必称为神的所在。
All the way around shall be 18,000 cubits, and the name of the city from that day shall be the Lord is there.
这个城就是真教会。
And this city prefigures the true Jesus Church.
这是神所在的地方。
Which the Lord abides in this city.
真的，我们看再看一节腓立比书，以弗所书第一章。
Let's also refer to the epistle to the Ephesians.
第一章最后一节。
The last verse of chapter 1 of Ephesians was
教会是他的身体。
And the church is his body.
充满万有者所充满。
The full of him who fills all in all.
这个教会就是以西结书四十八章那个殿。
And the church is the same as we just read the holy city in the book of Ezekiel.
是神所充满的。
was filled by the glory of God.
所以以西结从当时的殿开始描写，一直预测到后来的真教会。
So Ezekiel in the beginning, Ezekiel described mentioned about the physical city of Jerusalem, and towards the end, he mentioned about the holy city, the holy temple.
处在一个最荣耀的时代。
So we are actually in the most glorious era.
因为神的殿要在他的真教会显明。
Because the temple of God will be manifested in the true Jesus Church.
好，我们唱诗。
Let's sing him.
359. 请坐。
Please be seated.
啊，我们四月份将会有灵恩布道会。
We're going to have a spiritual convocation in April.
我们大概还有三个多月的时间。
We will have approximately about 3 months.
请我们常常为教会的圣工代祷。
Please pray for the circuit works in the church.
如果可行，也尽量多带慕道朋友来参加聚会。
Also, please bring more true seekers to attend.
我们祷告的时候也常常求主祝福我们圣何西教会的圣工。
May the Lord bless the circuit works in the San Jose Church.
我们物质的殿确实是很方便。
Of course, our physical temple is a very convenient place for worship.
我们属灵的殿希望能更进步，能够荣耀神。
And our spiritual temple needs to be uplifted, and so we can glorify His name.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's all pray together, one accord.